Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 20th, 1838, the newspaper The Barbadian reported on the sitting of the Court of Grand Sessions. On this occasion, several cases were heard, including Grandison Knight, a laborer who was convicted of murder and sentenced to death. James Henry, also known as Fellow, who was convicted of stealing a watch and its accessories and received 2 years of imprisonment with hard labor. And Louis Pennington, who assaulted a police officer and was sentenced to 13 months of imprisonment with hard labor, and upon release was placed on a 50-pound bond with two sureties each of 25 pounds. Richard was found guilty of sheep stealing and received a 12-month prison sentence. On the completion of the grand jury, they thanked the Chief Justice for his opening address and expressed confidence in his wisdom and leadership. The jury further expressed optimism for the new system of free labor, which could succeed in Barbados just as it had in Antigua. The jury praised the governor's intention toward the colony and expressed hope that his future actions would continue to benefit Barbados. They rejected the suggestions that the legislature had neglected crime prevention. However, they supported efforts to increase the number of court sessions each year. The jury also commended the bishop and clergy for their efforts in educating young people, arguing that education was both a moral duty and essential for the country's progress. After inspecting the prison, they found its regulations generally sound and praised the provost marshal and his staff. However, they questioned the wisdom of removing chains from convicted felons, fearing that prisoners working on the roads might find it easier to escape. The jury also commented that more than 100 prisoners were being held in the jail and found that they were adequately fed and treated humanely. Though one matter disturbed them, they found a violent, mentally ill man being kept in the prison because there was no space for him at the psychiatric hospital referred to as the Lunatic Asylum. They argued that the asylum should be expanded because it was an important and necessary institution. Finally, they thanked the Solicitor General for his assistance and expressed their hope that the Chief Justice would continue serving the country in good health for many years. The sitting of the Court of Grand Sessions, as reported in The Barbadian on this day, June 20th, 1838.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.